2017 Hall of Fame inductee, Mr. Nile Rodgers. How are you, sir?
Very well, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm good. Co-founder is Chic. It's still on the road. Last single, I believe, every voice from Chic was on it?
Yeah.
What a brilliant idea.
You know, it's interesting because with today's technology, I could seamlessly take every person who's ever sung on a Chic record and meld them into what we call the Chic Gang vocals.
Absolutely love that. The album was originally meant to come out in 2014. I'm right in saying that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm excited. Can we expect interesting stuff on there?
It's pretty good, man. I have to be honest and say that it's the first time I've ever done a record that really feels self-indulgent. And that's not usually where I'm coming from as a composer. I write, honestly, for other people. Like, I write for myself.
You've a great line you actually say, is that you're not a songwriter, you're a song rewriter.
Absolutely.
And I love that about you, because you're always reinventing.
I'm very clear, I am not a songwriter. If you ever heard the first versions of any of my songs, you'd be on the floor crying. No.
You've touched so many people's music over the years. Is there any special artist in particular, one that really stands out for you? I know I'm a big fan of Notorious. And I love that. Love your work with Bowie.
Yeah.
Actually, just a fabulous story. I love the whole story behind Let's Dance, because you really changed the game. That's a record that I'd listen to now and I'd kind of go, that's never got old. It's never got old. But that whole story, you were outside the house waiting for about an hour. David's inside. You're kind of going, well, what's going to happen? Tell us about that. So like, were you kind of like going, do we drive off now or do we go in? Or?
The thing that was interesting about my relationship with David is the record that we made is actually what he really wanted to do. We had been searching and going to different museums and going to people's houses with large record collections, because it was well before the internet, so we couldn't just hear any song we wanted anytime. And then one day he showed up at my apartment and he was holding something behind his back. And he says, "Nile, darling, I want my record to sound like this." And he showed me a picture of Little Richard, and Little Richard was wearing a red suit, and his hair was dyed red, and he was getting into a red Cadillac. Now, once you know David and you understand how he sees the world in this very abstract way, I knew instantly what he meant. When you looked at that photo looked as if it could be taken at any point in time. It could be... You could tell from the car that obviously the photo was taken, you know, in the early 60s, but it looked futuristic, almost like Flash Gordon, because of the way the Cadillac with the bullet taillights, but it also looked like it was from the future. I really believe that if Let's Dance came out today, that album would sound like a new band walked into the studio and recorded that album and put it out.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a great story behind Freak Out. You guys were going to a nightclub one night. Studio 54. So you're on the way, you're 7 Bernard. And they wouldn't let you in. So it was like, F you.
F off.
Yeah. And that transformed into Freak Out.
Right.
Which is brilliant. That's true. That's 100%. Is there moments like that you look back and you kind of go, you're like, the evolution is Chic, right? Here we are 40 years on, Nile Rodgers and Chic. It's really kind of come full circle, and you spend a lot of time in Ireland as well too, and you always get a great reception there. Is it something that, is there little developments that kind of happen there all the time? You're always kind of evolving there.
I guess that's probably a natural part of life, right? Evolution, you get smarter or you get dumber sometimes. In my case, I do a little of both. Ireland has been an instrumental part in the rebirth of Chic. When we first started playing, we were getting booked here at festivals years ago, well before people would book us at the larger festivals. I guess we did well.
You did very well.
Because they kept inviting us back. We've probably played here at least 15-20 times in the last few years. I mean, we just played here. We've already played here 3 times this year, so...
Well, long may it continue. It has been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Nile Rodgers.
Thank you, man.